by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers, developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Ah, that's lovely. Really, Michael and I can't thank you enough.
Well, how often does my only daughter celebrate her first wedding anniversary? Just think, Archie. Gloria and Mike have been with us as man and wife for one whole year. Isn't that wonderful?
Archie glares up at Edith from his favorite chair.
It's like celebrating the 365th day of a toothache. Where is the meathead, anyhow?
He ought to be here with the food any minute.
Daddy, will you please stop calling him names? Tonight means something to Michael and me, so why don't you just join in the spirit of the celebration?
Yeah, it's their first anniversary.
That's the paper anniversary, ain't it, Edith?
Yeah.
Well, I'm right in the spirit then. I'm reading the paper.
Here's the food.
Hi, Michael. Happy anniversary.
Hey. They kiss.
Geez, Edith, tell him to cut that out and bring the food over, huh?
All right, Archie. Okay, everybody.
Let's get some nice bowls.
Never mind the bowls, Edith. Just dish it out. It's getting cold in the bag.
Okay, we got sub gum chow mein. We got sweet and sour pork, some fried rice, some egg rolls. And what else? We got some egg foo young.
Smells good.
Let's go.
Let me fix your plate for you,
I've got my own plate, Edith, and I'm fixing it myself.
Where's the sweet and sour?
Oh, right over there.
Now, the best way to eat this is for everybody is to taste a little of everything.
That's your way, eat it. That ain't mine.
Daddy, you're hogging the rice.
Here it is.
Michael gnaws on meat with his chopsticks. Archie looks at him disgusted. Edith awkwardly eats noodles with her chopsticks, while Gloria eats an egg roll. Edith tries again, fails, and picks up her food with her hand. Archie looks on, unimpressed.
Why don't you eat, Archie?
Because I ain't got a fork.
Well, the kids thought since it's a special occasion and it's Chinese food, we'll all use chopsticks.
I don't care if it's chinks, I want a fork.
Archie, it's Chinese food.
That's what I said, chinks. And I ain't knocking the Chinese people by saying that. It's just how I and everybody I know calls their food.
And their laundries.
Will you stay out of this, huh?
That's what you call them.
Will you stifle yourself?
Just the other day, you told me to take your shirts to the chinky laundry.
I don't care what I told you, dear. I'm telling you now, I can't eat the food with these chink pickup sticks, so get me a fork.
Right away, Archie.
Gee, Archie, I mean, how can you talk like that? I mean, with one word, you're putting away an entire race of people. Oh. And yeah, that's right, not just the Chinese. The Laotians, the Cambodians, the Vietnamese, the Koreans.
Hold it, dear meathead. I never call them countries chinks.
No, he calls them gooks.
She lays a fork in front of Archie.
You said they're all your yellow race. They ain't exactly chinks, but they're definitely offshoots of your chinks. They're, what do you call, chinkish?
All right, enough's enough, huh?
Daddy, I asked you not to upset Michael tonight.
What am I doing?
And Gloria, why shouldn't he upset me? I mean, why is tonight any different? I mean, nothing's changed. I've been putting up with the same bull ever since the first time I met him.
Oh, don't remind me of that, meathead. Because that night is stamped inedibly on my heart, along with other fond memories of the past, like Pearl Harbor and the crash of the Hindenburg.
I'll never forget it, Archie. never forget that night either. Oh, Gloria was so cute and excited running around, and all because Mike was coming to dinner for the first time.
Ma! Ma! I looked all over and I can't find the linen napkins!
Well, they ought to be right there in that cabinet.
I looked and they're not here.
That's funny. They were there when I took them out a minute ago.
She looks into her hand.
There they are.
Thanks, Ma. Gee, they're beautiful.
Napkin.
Should I bring the crab meat cocktail out now or wait till later?
Let's wait till he comes.
Crab meat cocktails.
I better check the oven. We don't want to overcook the roast duckling.
Roast duckling. Come on, Edith. What is this?
Daddy, would you please put on his tie?
No, I won't put on no tie. What's going on around here? What are you doing? Linen napkins, when all I ever get is paper towels. And the crab meat cocktails, whereas the best I usually get is the canned fruit cup. With the fruit cut up so small, it looks like somebody had it before. What's this roast duckling? The last time your mother made roast duckling for me was never. Hey, you're telling me to put on a tie? I mean, what is it? Who are we entertaining here? The Count of Monte Cristo?
Daddy, you're jealous.
No, I ain't jealous. I'm your father. What are you talking about? Just want to know why we're putting on all this dog, that's all. For one of them losers of yours, like that little shrimpy guy with the no chin used to have all them nosebleeds.
Arnold DeRosa, Daddy, we were 12 years old.
Don't make no difference. You was always picking losers, always. And I got a feeling from the fuss you're making now that this guy tonight's going to be the biggest loser of them all.
How can you say that, Daddy? You haven't even met him yet.
Well, I don't want to meet him. What do you think of that?
You're just not fair. Ma!
She runs to the kitchen.
Ma!
What is it, Gloria?
I got a feeling Daddy's going to ruin everything tonight. I just know it. What'll I do?
You really like this boy, don't you?
Well, yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
With the word L-O-V-E describing?
Yeah. Oh,
Gloria, that's wonderful. Does Michael have a firm handshake?
Huh?
Your father likes a man to have a firm handshake. He says it's a sign of character.
Oh, Ma, that's ridiculous.
No, it's true. I remember one time when your father had a terrible toothache, so I took him to the McNabb's dentist, Dr. Marshall Herman. And your father said that shaking hands with him was like shaking hands with a wet washcloth, and he wouldn't let no limp wrists inside his mouth. You know what he called that dentist?
What, Ma?
He called him the Tooth Fairy. If Michael has a firm handshake, you got nothing to worry about.
Oh, Ma, he's here. Do I look all right?
You look lovely.
Gloria wears a short dress and pigtails.
Archie, please be nice to this boy. It's very...
Edith, I'm always nice. Don't let the jake in.
Daddy, please. And please, the tie.
Oh.
She puts the tie on his face.
Cut that out.
What do I have to wear this for?
Coming!
Edith puts the tie around his neck as Gloria opens the door. Michael has a beard and wears a tie-dye V-neck shirt. Archie and Edith stare incredulously.
Michael, where's your tie?
Well, I tried, Gloria, but it doesn't look good with an empty neck.
Hey, look, Edith, he wore his Halloween costume. Tie on me. Get rid of this thing here.
Come on over here and meet my parents. Mom, Daddy, this is Michael Stivick. Michael, this is my mother, Mrs. Bunker.
Hi, how are you?
How do you do?
And my father, Mr. Bunker.
Archie's face is stoned. Michael's smile falters.
Daddy, this is Michael Stivick. Michael?
All right, Gloria, we done that. think we all know who everybody is now.
I knew everybody before. Except Mr. Stivic.
So, you're Mr. Bunker.
You figured that out, huh?
Archie makes a face at Edith.
Michael, shake his hand hard. Daddy likes that.
You shake his hand,
no,
Archie.
I don't
want to. Be nice. Go ahead.
All right, put it there.
They shake hands.
What kind of an animal is she bringing in?
Bunker.
Some nice toes wearing it.
Archie turns to find Michael sitting in his favorite chair.
Hey, how would you like to try this here chair? Because that one's mine.
Sorry.
Michael moves to the adjacent chair. Archie settles into his, grabs the newspaper, and starts reading.
What kind of a name is Stivic? Huh? Where you from?
Oh, Chicago.
I mean, what's your nationality?
I'm an American.
I mean, where are your people from?
They're from Poland.
Archie stares at him with his mouth slightly open.
That will make you Polish then, huh?
Yeah.
Archie turns back to his paper.
Anything interesting in the paper?
Yeah, 200 arrested at Vietnam Day peace demonstration. 200. They should have thrown a whole bunch of them in the can. Look at that picture there. Here they are, throwing all kinds of junk and debris at officers of the law. Desecrating on the American flag. The hell of them peace leaks want, anyhow?
Well, I think they just don't like the idea of America fighting an illegal and immoral war.
Well, if they don't like it, they can lump it. Take it down the road and dump it.
What are you saying America love it or leave it?
That's right. It's a free country, so am's great.
Well, that would include me too, Mr. Bunker.
Then toodly you to you too.
Well, what would our leaving solve? I mean, with or without protesters, this country would still have the same problems.
What problems?
Well, it's the war, the racial problem, the economic problem, the pollution problem.
Oh, come on, if you want a nitpick.
Nitpick? Let me tell you something, Mr. Bunker.
No, let me tell you something, Mr. Stivic. You are a meathead. A meathead, dead from the neck up. Meathead.
Oh, yeah, now I see what your idea of a free country is. You're free to say anything you want, but if anyone disagrees with you, they're either thrown into jail or called a meathead, right?
That's right, because this is America, the land that I love.
Well, I love it too, Mr. Bunker, and it's because I do like protest when I think things are wrong.
And stand beside her. And guide her.
The right to dissent is the principle upon which this country was based.
With the light from above.
Listen to me. It's in the Bill of Rights.
From the mountains.
Why do you think we broke away from England
prairies,
to begin with, huh? Because we didn't agree
oceans,
with them. We demanded freedom.
Would fall.
Gee, it's guys like you. It's guys like you who don't
God
listen to reason.
Bless,
I mean, you're letting us in
America,
and you're
you
closed-minded.
You're prejudiced!
Not anymore. I'm leaving.
America, get away from me. My home, sweet home.
Gloria sobs.
You were wrong. Why can't you just admit it?
Listen, the one thing I don't remember about that night is how you got back here into this house after I threw you out. Will you stop fooling around and get yourself a fork?
Edith nods, holding chopsticks.
Archie, you never threw me out. I walked out.
That's right. Don't you remember? He went down to the corner drugstore and phoned me. I don't know how many times,
that's
but you
that's right.
Just
every
gotta
time I phoned, he hung up on me, saying it was the wrong number.
Wrong number.
Daddy, Daddy, that was the third wrong number in the last 10 minutes. It's Michael, isn't it?
Now, what do you want with that guy, Gloria? He's a loser. Forget him.
I want to marry that loser.
You what?
You heard me.
No, are you kidding me? A girl waits around all her life for Mr. Right to come along, and now she settles for Mr. Wrong? Ski?
I'm gonna marry him, Daddy. No matter what you say about him, you can do anything you want to try to stop me. But that's for me.
I'll get you.
No! Michael? Michael, darling, I love you. I'm sorry about what happened between you and Daddy, and I'm sorry you haven't been able to get through to me, sweetheart, and I'm sorry that I called you sweetheart, Mr. Kelsey. Yes, I'll tell him. Okay, yeah. Goodbye.
I knew that wasn't for you. Now, that was from Kelsey down the bar, right?
Yes.
He's coming over Friday night to watch the fights with you and me like always, right?
Right, Daddy. Now, listen.
There's going to be some fight Friday night. Rapier Salazar versus Gaspar Ruiz. Boy, with a couple of names like that, you know the taco meat's really going to fly.
Daddy, I'm trying to tell you something about Michael and me.
You know what makes them Mexicanos such great scrappers in the ring? It's from growing up 16 in a family. They got to fight over the one bowl of refried beans.
He throws some fake punches.
Hey, put them up. See if you remember anything I taught you with the Dukes, huh? Come on, put him up.
No,
get him up.
Daddy,
get him up.
Daddy,
come on. What are you
out.
Doing?
Hey, Daddy,
hey,
don't.
Look out for that
stop
one. I
it.
Got you.
Daddy, I'm too old for this now. I'm not your little girl anymore.
Don't you never tell me that.
There's another man in my life. Whether you want to hear it or not, I love Michael. I'm going to marry him. Even though he may never wish to set foot in this house again.
I don't want to see him in this house no more. Whenever anyone used to ask me what kind of a guy I wanted my daughter to marry, I always said, I don't care. As long as she loves him. And he's white. Now I'm adding a third condition. He can't be that stiffy guy. Case is closed.
Mom!
Oh, what is it, Gloria?
How could everything go so wrong?
Easy. But life goes in circles. And when things get wrong enough, then they start getting right again.
I don't believe that, Mom.
Okay, but I'm still based in the dark, because if it's true, I figure Mike'll be back.
He's back. You were right, Mom.
Dry your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Based. Based.
Archie opens the door. It's Michael.
Oh, I thought there was somebody at the door.
He shuts it.
It's Michael out there, isn't it?
There's a beard out there with a nobody under it.
I tried calling, but he kept hanging up on me.
Well, now that you're here, you're coming in, aren't you?
No, I'm not coming in, Gloria. He just slammed the door in my face.
Michael, don't go. Archie, please let him come back in. He's really a very nice boy.
Nice boy? What do you mean, nice boy? After he done what he done, he coming in here and making suppository remarks about his country? And on top of that, he's calling me prejudiced. Prejudiced? While I'm singing God Bless America, written by a well-known, highly respected Jewish guy, Milton Berlin.
You see that? He's the kind of guy who thinks that patriotism is waving flags around and singing songs like I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Written by George M. Cohen, another one of your decent heaps we're proud of.
I'm not listening to any more of that. I don't have to stand for that.
No, Michael, no, you stay. Archie's leaving. If you let... Here,
what?
The terror. I have it.
I'll talk to you,
Michael. Please stay, Archie. Please ask him back in. That nice dinner gun is gonna go to waste.
No, we won't eat it. We can eat it.
Archie, please do it for me.
No.
Archie, I never ask for much. Please, for me?
Archie glances down at her hand on his arm.
All right, Edith. Let him in, Gloria, but just for dinner. You give him one plate of that duck and then throw him out.
Michael, just come in and sit down and have a nice dinner.
All right, I'll have dinner. But I don't want to talk to him.
Tell him it'll be my pleasure.
Sit right down there and we'll go get the dinner. Stay right there, we'll be right back.
Michael taps his glass with a knife. Archie frowns with annoyance. Michael sees Archie staring and lowers the knife. Archie turns away smugly. Archie glowers at him.
Now we're going to start with a nice crab meat cocktail. Then we're going to have a delicious roast duckling that Gloria helped me cook.
Oh, Ma.
Now you start right in. Don't wait for us.
Archie's already eating.
Well, Daddy, Michael's a big baseball fan. He follows the Mets like you.
Is that so?
Yeah, he says the Mets are going to win the pennant this year.
The Mets ain't going to win no pennant for 10, 20 years, if then. Remember where you heard that.
I don't know. They got great pitching. They got Kuzma and Seiva and fantastic bench and that great platoon system of Gil Hodges.
You know something about baseball, huh?
Yeah, I really love the game.
Well, so do I.
Hey, I bet you've seen a lot of the great ones, huh?
Yeah, seen them all. Ruth, Gary, Hubble, all of them, way before your time, of course. Yeah, the game's changed a lot since them days.
I mean, live ball and...
Oh, live ball, the expansion clubs. Then, of course, the biggest change of all, 1947. Yeah, that was the year they let Jackie Robinson into the majors. Changed the whole complexion of the game. Can't wait to win.
What do you mean by that?
Ready for the duck now.
Oh, wait a second. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean it threw the whole game out of balance, letting Robinson in.
What are you saying, that the inferior black race should not be given a chance alongside the superior
whites? Hold it, Mr. Liberal Meathead. I never said nothing about your inferior black race. If you just let me finish.
Daddy!
Just the opposite of you let me finish. All I'm saying is your coloreds, as is well known, they run faster, they jump higher, they don't bruise so easy. And then because of their, jungle heritage, they see better. It's great for night games.
You know something, Mr. Bunker? At first, I thought I misjudged you. And I was right. I did misjudge you. You're a lot more ignorant than I thought.
Did you hear what he called me, ignorant? Well, let me tell you something. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but you are one dumb polar.
That does it. I don't care what we talked about, Gloria. There's no way I can spend 4 years in this house with this man. It's impossible.
Oh, what did I just hear there?
If you're going to continue school after we get married, you're going to have to live here.
What did I just hear?
You're going to get married and live with us?
Gloria, look, I know that's what we planned, but if I have to spend 4 years with him, I'm going to go nuts.
Will you tell me what I just heard here?
Michael, I just don't see it any other way.
Edith, what the hell is going on here?
And live with us.
And what am I supposed to do? Join the Navy?
Archie trudges away to the door.
Archie, you know how you've always prayed for a son. Well, now your prayer has been answered. The good Lord must have heard you.
In 49 years, he answers one prayer, and this is it?
A candle is lit on a chocolate cake.
Happy anniversary. Oh,
thanks, Mom. Happy anniversary.
Michael and Gloria smooch as Edith beams and Archie rolls his eyes.
Oh, jeez.
Ain't that sweet, Archie?
Come on, Edith. Cut the cake, huh?
Oh, I can't. They gotta blow out the candle first.
Archie leans forward and blows it out. Directed by John Rich. Written by Philip Mushkin and Rob Reiner. Script supervision, Norman Lear. Associate producer, George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Closing theme by Roger Kellaway, based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. A Viacom presentation.